It is a good gig. Good work if you can get it. So I am looking at this name here, Gary Koenigsmark of Redlands. I bet there's an umlaut on that one, yeah. In the motherland. Gary Koenigsmark of Redlands. You, sir.
Koenigsmark.
You told us you want to win $100 or make $100 an hour for listening to classic rock. Well, then, sir, you need to call us back. 888-696-1003. Do that within the next 10 minutes. I'm starting the clock.
Start the clock.
It's been started. So 888-696-1003. Gary Koenigsmark of Redlands.
Koenigsmark.
Or we'll up Ron Brito of La Mirada to $300 if you don't care.
Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number.
It is magic. Three is the number of the counting. The number of the counting today, three. It's Triple Play Thursday.
I prefer the De La Soul version of that song.
It's pretty good.
Remember?
No, Blind Melon did it.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got Triple Plays all day today for Triple Play Thursday. Plus,
yeah, yeah.
I've got three letters for you that excite me no end.
Yes.
E.
C-J-H.
L. O. ELO.
Hello.
ELO is coming back to town in September. Three shows. Oh, my God, it's going to be great at the Hollywood Bowl. Tickets don't go on sale for a few months, but you can win them this afternoon. We've got two.
Two pairs?
Two, maybe the number of the counting then. Two.
Well, six would be.
Yeah. That's happening later today. But I'm going to make sure these go to Dyed in the Wool.
Yeah.
Fans of ELO and yeah. Jeff Lynne, okay? So,
because you should understand that Andy is a hardcore ELO fan.
Hardcore. What, my Desert Island disc may be a new world record.
Wow.
That's how deep it goes.
That's bold.
Put that in your Phil Collins pipe and smoke it.
I'm going to do it right now.
We've got three from my fellow Hoosier, John Mellencamp, start things off.
Is it all about you on today's show, pal?
No, it isn't. It's also about Iggy Pop and Jason Bonham,
yep.
Led Zeppelin
Phil
Experience.
Phil Collins.
We've got goodies from each of those to give away as well.
And money.
Andy in the afternoon on the sound. Kenny Aronoff chopping wood on that one. This is Andy in the afternoon. 100.3 the sound, and I'll tell you the payroll situation in a few minutes after we play three from the cars, but why don't you take this opportunity to get on the phone yourself. 888-696-1003 because we've got Jason Bonham and the Led Zeppelin Experience tickets. Talk about great drummers.
One, I mean, his dad as well. I don't know if you're aware of that.
He was in a band?
Yeah, yeah.
His father, too?
Yeah, played drums.
Wow.
Weirdly. Yeah.
Wow. So that makes it even better, I'm guessing. 888-696-1003 if you want to play the classic rock time capsule. And it's a question about drummers today.
Well, there
you go. Match wits with Christian over, and we'll go ahead and keep playing the triple plays here. Three from The Cars, another band. So fantastic. Mm-hmm. One off an album so nice they named it twice. The Cars, The Cars. It's Andy in the afternoon with Christian.
Hi.
100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the afternoon. He's Christian, and those are The Cars. Three songs from them. It's Triple Play Thursday. We're going to be doing it all day long, these triple plays. And I have a development in the payroll department.
Oh, wow, okay.
Gary Koenigsmark.
Koenigsmark.
Yeah, of Redlands, he has $100.
No.
And we'll call another name here at the top of the hour.
Skull!
Maybe two for him.
Isn't that what they say?
Skull, yeah. You just put a little bit between your cheek and gum and you get that.
No, it's what they say in those Scandinavian countries when they celebrate stuff.
I see. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have ourselves a little contest, and we've got someone on the phone, I believe, to do that. Is this Twitch?
Yes, it is.
Twitch. And where are you calling from, Twitch?
Whittier. I'm on my way home.
Oh, sweet. All right. Well, hold on the phone. We're going to pay bills, and then we're going to play a little contest, match wits with Christian here, okay?
Sounds good, Andy.
All right. Hold tight, sir.
What are you playing right now?
A little Earth, Wind, and Fire.
All right. Okay.
Sad news. Maurice White.
Is this the only recording that we could find?
It's the one I found on short... Notice.
Hold on, let me sing along. Christian. What a great memorial
Christian.
To this guy. It's something recorded from seven blocks away via an 8-track.
Quit breaking my balls.
No,
the
sorry, man
has passed away.
Right, sorry. Show some respect, just like you did.
What is
is it?
I'll give you this. Isn't great?
No.
I didn't listen to it before I played it.
It doesn't show. Nailed it. An entire career completely distilled to this
you
moment.
Bastard.
You son of a bitch.
You are awful. You are awful. You're what's wrong with the world.
Drive home carefully,
all right.
Pal.
Well, okay. Memorialize. Can't wait to follow you making me laugh through a eulogy up with an EAS test. We're swinging for the fences
yes.
today.
Yes.
It is sad news. Maurice White, co-founder of Earth, Wind & Fire, he passed away, died in his sleep this morning, and long battle with Parkinson's. He's had it since 1992, and it just got so much worse in the recent months. Shining Star, September, Boogie Wonderland, After the Love Is Gone, which there are better versions of than the one
yeah,
I played.
Yeah, whatever we just played.
But he'll certainly be missed, Maurice White. All right, are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's time for us to do it.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
That's right. It's Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Thursday, February the 4th, 2016. Now today, Christian, I have a question about drummers
okay.
for you. So this All should right. be a no-brainer. We'll see if Twitch can get it right or not. Are you with us, Twitch? Are you hanging in there?
Twitch is
I'm
hanging
right
in
here.
There.
Okay, stand by. Here's a fun thing. Today in 1968, John Lennon and Paul McCartney are stuck while they're recording this song right here. Across the Universe from the Let It Be album, they decide that what's missing on this is a woman's touch. So they go outside where teenage girls have gathered and always gather. They fetch two of them, 17-year-old Gaylene Pease and 16-year-old Lizzie Bravo, which is the coolest rock chick
yeah,
name
absolutely.
Ever, Lizzie Bravo. And they have the girls sing background on a take, though it's not the one that they use on an album. Still, it's pretty cool. 42 years ago today, John Lennon begins his lost weekend. He runs off to L.A. with Yoko's assistant, May Pang. At Yoko's insistence, I guess she thinks better to, you know, the devil you know versus
sure.
the devil you don't. But she sends her along, and basically he spends all his time out here drinking with Harry Nilsson and getting thrown out of the troubadour. In other John news on this date in 1974, as a matter of fact, Elton John, he releases a lie. This is a lie. Benny and the Jets. It's not a live song. It's recorded in the studio for Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Yep.
Released on this date. He just decides on a whim that, you know, I think some crowd noise would be good on that one. It actually does add a little something, I guess. All right, so here is your question, Christian. We're going to bring Twitch in for this. The winner of the 1975 Playboy Magazine Reader's Poll for the best drummer is John Bonham, Keith Moon, Mick Fleetwood, or Karen Carpenter?
Well, luckily, I had a subscription to this magazine.
In 1975?
Just for the articles, I might add.
Sure,
a fascinating one was the drummer article. I remember reading that. And I believe that the answer to this would be Karen Carpenter.
Twitch, is he correct or not? You don't have the right answer, just whether he's right or not.
I think he's wrong. I think it's Keith Moon.
Mm.
Was it Karen Carpenter?
It was Karen Carpenter.
Suck it, Twitch! That's what you get, pal.
Sorry about that, Twitch.
Yeah.
Try again next time, all right?
Love you, man.
Take care. Have a safe drive.
I had no idea that's what the real answer was.
Isn't that fantastic?
That's fantastic. She beat Bonham and
Karen
Mooney?
Karen Carpenter. Yeah. Today is the 33rd anniversary of her tragic passing. And by the way, John Bonham gets wind of these results, and he's pissed.
Is he?
Yeah. He says, quote, I'd like to have it publicized that I came in after Karen Carpenter in the Playboy's drummer pool. She'd last about 10 minutes with a Zeppelin number.
You know what the world really missed out on?
What's that?
Keith, him having, being able to tweet. You know what I'm saying? Like,
John
imagine
Bonham's
back
tweets.
In the, like, John Bonham and Keith Moon's
someone,
tweets.
Someone
would
should
have been
open
amazing.
Up a Twitter account
yeah.
right now, John Bonham's
would've
tweets.
Incredible.
That'd be pretty fantastic. So we're going to let him play us out today. That's his booby prize on Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule. You're listening to Andy in the Afternoon. Okay, you know what? I don't think I want to wait. I don't think I want to wait any longer.
You can't do it, can you?
No.
You can't wait.
I got to do it now. We've got two pairs of tickets to give away today. Let's do one right after this song. Electric Light Orchestra, Jeff Lynne's ELO, coming back to Southern California in concert, people. The Hollywood Bowl. Would you like to win tickets? I'm only going to give them to somebody that really loves ELO.
How are you going to prove that?
I will in just a minute.
You got it worked out?
888-696-1003. Call me. patting myself. I'm so excited. Yeah. Oh, Jeff Lynne, you got to come in and hang out with us. Come on.
Would it kill him?
Well, if it would, I don't want him to do it. I want him around for a long, long, long time.
Good point.
So, here's what we've got. We've got tickets for the shows coming up September 9th, 10th, and 11th at the Hollywood Bowl. Jeff Lynne's Electric Light Orchestra. It's going to be like manna from heaven, people. So I only want this to go to someone I know is a dyed-in-the-wool ELO fan.
Yeah.
So I've made the contest incredibly, incredibly difficult.
You just played the sample thing that you're using to me, and I couldn't get it.
Okay, we've got the phones jammed. Here is the sample for everyone to hear right off the top.
I mean,
that's it.
It's almost like you don't want to give them away.
I really don't. I would rather be there alone.
This is the worst.
Than have someone who doesn't love this, someone who's smoking cigarettes in front of me saying, yes, my stock portfolio.
Play telephone line.
Exactly. Okay, so let's see who's on the line first.
You know what I'm going to do? What? I'm gonna pick Andy first.
Is there someone named Andy?
Because there's somebody named Andy.
Oh, God,
that'd
be fantastic.
All right, here
Andy,
we go.
Andy, listen carefully.
And how's it going, guys?
I'm great. But I want you to...
Hey, Christian.
I think it's going to take a while to get this away, so let's get right to it, okay? Unless you wanted to make a speech.
Okay, no, here it is.
Okay, here we go.
I'm going to take a guess on it.
Here it is. What song is
telephone
it?
Telephone Line?
It is not Telephone Line. Sorry about that, but try again.
Okay.
Next on the line?
I was let down by an Andy.
All right.
Peter.
Peter, listen to this very carefully and tell me if you can tell the artist or the title of this song by ELO.
Turn to Stone.
No, not a bad guess, though.
It's not a bad guess.
All right, moving on to the next person?
Yeah. Brandon.
Brandon, listen very carefully. Tell me if you can tell it.
I don't. A Living Thing.
No, it's not. I might have to play a longer cut of this if we don't get someone in the next two tries.
I think Leanne's got it.
Leanne, what is it?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Okay, one more try.
Okay, all right. Bill.
Bill, can you guess it?
That's a shitty sample. I don't know.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for that comment. Yeah, we'll move on to the next one. Had to use a dump button on him. All right, on that note, let's go to a longer one. You ready for this? Who's next?
All right.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Try this. Try this.
Debbie.
Hi.
Hi. Any guess as to what song that is?
Evil Woman?
It is not.
Mm. All right, we're gonna go with Brian, and let's see if Brian's got it, because I got it off the longer sample.
Brian, can you tell me what this is?
Is it All Over the World?
It is not. All right, one more try. One more try.
You made the worst sweepstakes ever.
We'll go a little bit longer with it.
Hello?
Hello?
Here we go. Listen carefully and guess the artist and title.
Mr. Blue.
Oh, good God. All right. Well, we're going into the next hour. We're going to get somebody on the payroll, and we're going to hold on to those tickets because nobody is worthy of sitting next to me at that concert. I'm telling you that right now. I've got three songs on the way in just a minute from Van Halen. You people disgust me. Right there. I'm sick of it. All right. The name is Aj Bapat. AJ is the first name. Or is it AJ?
Oh, man.
I can't tell.
Should we just start today's show over here, man?
Aj or AJ Bapat, B-A-P-A-T of Long Beach. You have put your name in to get on the payroll here, so why don't you call me back, 888-696-1003, and you'll be earning $100 just to listen to great classic rock. You've only got 10 minutes, though, 888-696-1003, either Aj or AJ Bapat of Long Beach. Maybe you'll knock Gary Koningsmark off the payroll, or maybe he'll get another $100. So there you go. Look, I refuse to give ELO tickets to Philistines. I
stand behind your decision, my friend. Okay?
Okay. Just want to make sure I'm not alone in this.
Defend yourself to me, all right?
Okay.
Though the snippet is ridiculous.
We'll find someone who really likes ELO, and we'll send them to the show.
I'll send them the snippet.
It's Andy in the afternoon. Three songs from Van Halen. It's Triple Play Thursday, 100.3 The Sound.
I got papers.
It's Andy in the afternoon. 100.3 The Sound on Triple Play Thursday. I got three songs from Bob Seger here in just a second, but Christian says I've been unreasonable with my contest for ELO tickets.
Whoever the listener was, we had to drop his call because of his... He was absolutely right. The word was just offensive, but he was correct.
Okay, well, you can challenge... You're going to challenge me?
Yeah, what I've done is I've gone to our production dude, Bill, and I've had him make a snippet of an ELO song, as long as the snippet that you had was...
As popular an ELO song that
You're the one who says you know everything about ELO, pal. You okay, can't dude. Now start changing the
All
rules.
Right, so let's get some callers
We're
on.
Two callers.
Callers 3 and 4 right
three
now.
3 and 4.
888-696-1003.
Yeah.
And in a few minutes, we'll see if I can guess your snippet.
Yes.
And they'll each, they'll participate backing.
They're going to back your play
you.
As to whether you're going to get it or not.
Fine.
All right?
Fine. No, it's fine. Because I'm a fan of ELO. I'm not afraid.
You're something that begins with an F.
I just want to be the worst fan there. I want everyone else to love Jeff Lynne more than I do.
Oh, all right.
I want to surround myself with people that really love him.
So you want to be at the bottom of the bell curve.
I'm doing this for you, Jeff.
I greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much, Andy.
A trio from him on Andy in the Afternoon on the sound.
Bit of a douche.
Three from Bob Seger. It is Triple Play Thursday on 100.3 The Sound. This is Andy in the Afternoon. Christian's right there. Christian, we didn't get the person calling back. So Gary Konigsmark of Redlands has $200.
200 krona?
T-hundred. So, Gary, maybe you'll get a third 100 coming up here at the top of the hour. Or maybe someone's going to knock you off. We'll find out. But if you want to get involved in yarn already, text payroll to 21003. Text rates apply. Don't text and drive. All that good business. But text payroll to 21003 to find out more. Okay, so a little while ago, we have these ELO tickets. Three shows announced in September. And we have tickets to give away right now. And I started out with this one. Which I thought gave it away because it's the oh no. And and it's a principal part of the song.
Sure.
A little bit longer.
Much and easier because
500 people have guessed what that is already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here it is in context with the rest of it. Don't Bring Me Down by ELO. No one was able to guess from the initial sample that I gave.
Right.
So you're going to challenge me, and we've got people on the phone to team up here.
Yes, we've got, right. Hold on, my thing, Heidi and Maria.
Heidi?
Yes.
Hi, Heidi. And Maria, Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, I'm here.
Okay,
Hi.
So Heidi is going to be on my side.
Yes.
Maria is on your side.
Yes.
If I get this right, Heidi...
We'll get the tickets. However,
if I get it wrong, if I don't get it, then
right.
Maria will.
Yeah.
And you've prepared an infinitesimally small sample
I
for me to try?
I have. All right. Is everybody, Andy, are you ready? Maria, Heidi, are you ready?
Okay.
I'm ready.
Andy?
Sure.
What is it?
Don't Bring Me Down.
No, hold on. This is the Andy's going to guess.
We're using
Andy's,
a different one.
Andy's
yes.
going to guess.
Play
hold
one
on.
More time.
Mr. Know-It-All guy. Here we go. Ready, Andy?
That is from 1973 Showdown.
Absolutely spot on. No, it is not.
It isn't?
No, it isn't.
Oh, then it's from 1979's Shine a Little Love.
Nope. You want to hear it again?
Yes.
Hold on.
Turn down your radios, buddy.
That's Phil Collins. You don't want that. It's this bit. Hold on. Come on, computer. Sometimes I...
What are you doing to me now?
I'm trying to make
All right,
lose
well,
your
I,
mind.
I didn't get it
didn't
right.
Didn't get it right,
so
which means
Maria
All right.
is the one who gets it.
And
Do
I'll,
you have the rest of it?
I will now play the song off of
Yay.
The... Hold on, Maria, hold on. So this is
Sorry,
actually,
Heidi.
This is the song.
Well, that's okay because I
Hold on. So you wouldn't even be
evil woman.
You couldn't even attend your own party.
I just want to be there with fans that are bigger than me. That's all I'm saying, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to give them away to the third caller later this hour.
Yeah, might be easier.
Oh, we got three songs from Santana coming up here in just a minute.
Yep. Sorry, dude.
You're not nice to
me.
Nope. It's Andy in the Afternoon with Christian right over there on 100.3 The Sound. Santana, Carlos Santana... is getting the band back together. Like, literally. He's got Neil Sean on this new album he's putting out. He's got, if you know him from Journey, of course. And he's got Greg Raleigh, also of Journey, who was in the original band. They're coming back together for this album. It's called Santana 4 that comes out on Tax Day. But we've got this single. I'm curious to know what you think of this. It's called Anywhere You Want to Go. It kind of has a Oye Como Va Evil Ways kind of vibe to it, but it's Anywhere You Want to Go. We'll do three from Santana on Triple Play Thursday. It's 100.3 The Sound. Yeah, all right. I'd pass a bowl and go to that show, wouldn't
you? I'll tell you what, my friend. You just light one up and let those guys just unleash the jam.
It's brand new Santana. It's called Anywhere You Want to Go. Yeah, I'm playing.
Yeah.
I'll give that one a pass. Three songs from them. It's Triple Play Thursday, and this is Andy in the Afternoon. Oh, we've got more tickets for ELO coming up in like 15 minutes.
I'd recommend a sativa, probably,
yeah,
is the way
not
to
an
go
indica?
With that. No, a sativa is going to make you jiggle a little bit. Yeah. You know, you're going to, you know, do that kind of thing. How's that work on the radio? Good?
It's really good, yeah. You look like Pat Benatar in the Love is a Battlefield video.
Like Pat Benatar with Parkinson's.
There's some doodly doodly. All right.
Are you frustrated, pal?
Smart Aleck.
All right.
ELO ticket fiasco this last hour. Fine. Third caller, 888-696-1003. Fill the bowl with Philistines, people that don't appreciate Jeff Lynn.
Fill the bowlistines.
Third caller, 888-696-1003. You're on notice.
I'm sorry,
for tomorrow,
dude. I'm sorry.
I'm taking you on the carpet.
I'm just
for
saying.
ELO tickets. No.
It's a real bummer.
We're going to go downtown for ELO tickets tomorrow. Two pair of them again tomorrow.
Caller whatever at this point. What is it?
888-696-1003. Yeah! Uh-huh! It's Rush! On 100.3 The Sound, it's Triple Play Thursday here, and Woo! It's Andy in the Afternoon. Christian's with me.
Hello.
We've got to name a name coming up in just moments. Oh, by the way, Darren of Corona got the ELO tickets.
Yeah, couldn't he couldn't care less.
He doesn't know if he's going. He thinks he's got ELP tickets.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. No, I think he's probably a wonderful fan, but tomorrow, I'm challenging you, dude.
Yeah, I'll take that challenge.
I'm throwing down a gauntlet.
Yeah.
We've got to name someone for the payroll. If you aren't on the payroll, if you haven't submitted yourself, then you need to do that. If you're not driving, text rates apply, but text payroll to 21003. We'll name a name in moments, and we'll start up 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock on the Sound. Barbara Chisholm of
Chisholm.
Irvine. Barbara Chisholm.
Hello.
Of Irvine. Barbara, you told us you wanted to go on the Sound payroll, so now's your chance. We'll pay you $100 an hour just to listen to great classic rock. Call 888-696-1003 in the next 10 minutes. And Barbara Chisholm, you of Irvine, will be on that payroll. Otherwise, we're going to give more money to Gary. Gary Koenigsmark.
Koenigsmarker.
Yes.
She of the Irvine Chisholms?
Yes. Yeah. Time to start up the 100 minutes.
Doo-ba-doo-doo-boo.
There's three from the Beatles. Triple Play Thursday, 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock. But let's do one more.
All right.
Do you have anything for Day Tripper over there in your magic files?
Oh, Andy, do I.
Let's hear it.
Let's listen to some vocals from the lads. Ready?
Got a good reason for taking the easy way out. Got a good reason for taking the easy way out now. She was a day tripper, a one-way ticket, yeah.
That's awesome.
The falsetto business?
It took me so long to find out, and I found out.
I mean,
that's
come on,
so good.
Dude. Four lads who shook the world indeed. All right, so we're going to continue. We do one more, shall we? Is that the plan?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Day Tripper, it's 100 minutes of classic rock. Right now, we're kicking off more Beatles. I couldn't be happier. It's 100.3 The Sound with Christian James Hand and...
Andy in the Afternoon, Christian.
Right, Andy in the Afternoon. On the Sound.
100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. Andy in the Afternoon in 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock.
What are you doing over there, pal?
Playing Beatles.
I mean,
I've lost count.
How many Beatles songs do you reckon we can play before Dave Beezing runs in here and tells us that it's been enough Beatles?
Let's find out.
That's a good idea. Would you play one of my personal favorites?
What you got?
It's one of my top three Beatles songs of all times. Paperback Writer, Andy.
All right, give me a second.
All right.
Yep, got it.
All right, and on three. One, two, three.
Writer.
One of the greatest tambourines ever. Ready? And this bass bit?
Oh, yeah, so good.
Here
the bass is great.
Boo-loo-loo-doo-loo-loo.
The Sound. It's the Andy in the Afternoon program. I'm Andy Chanley. He's Christian Hand. And you might be wondering why we're playing all of these Beatles songs today. Well, the task befalls me to let you know that we just wanted to. Everybody's fine.
Yeah, we just like a lot of Beatles. Yeah. You know, we're big fans.
Nobody's hurt or anything like that. Ringo's spry and doing fine. Yep. Peace and love, peace and love.
Peace and love, man, peace and love,
we're just playing
everybody.
As many Beatles songs as we can before we get a hotline call from Dave Beasing, our program director.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to tell you quickly about the payroll thing before we continue with
Andy,
100 minutes.
Tell us about the payroll thing,
Barbara
would you?
Chisholm called us back.
No way.
Yeah.
Of the Irvine Chisholms?
Yes.
Hello.
And so she'll start over 8 in the morning with Mark in the morning on the payroll. Get yours, your application and payroll. Text payroll to 21003 if you're not driving. The usual texting
things
stuff applies.
Apply. Yeah. You know, so, the only thing that makes me sad about this, Andy, is that I can't go anymore.
He got a couple $100.
Yeah,
good for him.
Congrats.
Hey, before I play this next Beatles song, why don't we do this? We've got Iggy Pop tickets to give away, right?
Yes, we do.
Why don't we say the next five callers to 888-696-1003. The next five callers, guess how many Beatles songs you think we'll play before we get told to stop.
Yeah.
And the person that's closest without going over will get the Iggy Pop tickets.
This sounds fantastic.
All right, 888-696-1003. We'll take the first five people to call right now. Good luck to you.
Peace and love.
And good health to
everybody.
To all
in the band.
All the Beatles.
So it's good.
100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock on Andy in the Afternoon. He's Christian, I'm Andy, and these are the Beatles.
Press play. The acid's just starting to get on top of me right now.
I have no idea
buddy.
How many songs we played from the Beatles. Just for scuzz. Just because we can.
Yeah.
Just because. Hey, Christian, break it down again. What you got?
Andy, you want to hear one of the gnarliest guitar tones ever recorded in the history of recording?
I would love to hear.
Listen to this thing. Razorblade suitcase, this.
Listen to that. Siri. Go, George.
I mean, that's
he hated the tax man.
He did.
Sincerely. The last thing he did before he died
is
he turned all of his estate into a trust. Saved like $300 million.
So it couldn't be
like
touched?
That. Yeah, so it couldn't be touched.
Well, he's getting
absolutely love that.
It was like a 99% tax rate at that point.
Yeah, it's pretty steep.
Let's hear it in context, buddy.
Nicely done. It's 100 minutes. Well, so far, the Beatles. It's 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock. But,
just been having a blast here, Eddie, just playing Beatles stuff, you know?
The hotline's ringing.
The hotline.
The sound, hello?
Hello?
Andy, what's up with the Beatles? Did somebody die or what?
Oh, dude, it's three for Thursday.
Yeah, it's triple play Thursday. Yeah, how long have you been in the car?
For a while. It's Dave. We're supposed to play three song sets, not 3-hour sets.
Yeah, we just that's the second of three, dude.
It's Dave Beasing, the program director of the set. No, sometimes we just need to play an extra couple of songs to make it time out right.
Yeah, we're fine, dude.
I have counted at least 6 or 7. What's up?
Yeah, well, we'll move on eventually.
Yeah,
we'll get to somebody else. See, this is a relief to me. I thought you were calling to get on the payroll.
Yeah.
Because if somebody died, then somebody needs to call KLOS and let them know.
Zinger! Hold on. Let me get my...
They just started playing Eagles. We need to let them know.
All right,
I'll get on the phone right now, sir.
Thanks, Dave. We'll talk to you tomorrow, all right?
All right.
Everything's fine.
Bye. We're good here. Thanks. Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Boring conversation anyway.
100 minutes. Commercial-free. Classic rock.
Hey, Andy.
If we stop, we're totally going to affect the Iggy Pop
contest.
Going on.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3.
We know what we're doing, Beasing.
We're up to 21 Beatles songs in a row. It's Triple Play Thursday.
Yeah.
We just started the 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock, and we're not stopping. I'm going to play another one here in just a second. You got a June story?
I was on tour way back in the day, and we did a show at the Hollywood Bowl with Paul McCartney. And we played earlier on in the day. So at the end of the thing before Paul started, I was like, oh, you know, it'd be cool. I'll just go stand by the sound desk and I'll watch Paul McCartney. It'll be awesome. So I watched the whole thing. And then he closes, of course, with Hey Jude. And I proceed to watch as every single one of my friends and every band that had played over the course of the day got to stand on stage and sing Hey Jude with him while I stood at the mixing desk and went, Well, this is a blown opportunity, isn't it? And I couldn't be the guy that ran back. They're like, right. No, me, let me get on there. So I just had to sit there like,
well, you were
life
next
sucks.
To greatness. That was pretty close.
Yeah, I was greatness adjacent, you know?
Hey, so we may not have a job tomorrow, but right now we're having a ball.
That's all that matters.
This song 22 from the Beatles on Triple Play Plus Thursday. Yeah. Sandy in the afternoon on the sound.
Is it divisible by three?
That's 26.
Is it 26 in a row?
We're going to get over 30.
I look forward to it, my friend.
Let's do it. Here's number 27. It's 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. And since no one's here to physically remove us from the room, we're making it all Beatles. Yep. Just for shiggles. I've just seen a face.
What's the worst that could happen, Andy?
This could be our last day in broadcast.
Perfect. All right.
Yeah. 100.3, the sound. Andy in the afternoon. With 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock on 100.3 The Sound. Christian, what number song was that? How many did we get through?
I did the math, and it's got to 31, buddy.
31 songs, Beatles songs by the Beatles.
Yeah. Oh, hold on!
It's 20 seconds long.
Still counts.
Nice. 32.
Yeah, it is 32
songs the Beatles. So we said, after 10 songs, that whoever came closest to guessing without going over would win some tickets to see Iggy Pop at where's he playing again? He's playing at the Greek on April 28th with Josh Homme from the Queens of the Stone Age. We have our winner on the line.
Afton, is this you?
Holy crap, yeah.
Yes.
Keep a civil tongue, Afton.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I prefer you didn't swear. Hey, good for you. You Iggy Pop fan?
Yes, love for life, baby.
Awesome.
There it is.
There you go. Well, go enjoy that show and get ready to watch Iggy have his shirt off.
Oh, my God, I love you guys so much. I've
break
been
glass
listening to Andy since, the beginning.
Well, I'm here as well.
That's awesome. And both of my daughters were born to Beatles songs, so you guys are so cool.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, well, Afton, hold on. We're going to get some information from you so you can go see the show, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Tickets are on sale for that show now, by the way. So up next, it's our bedtime story, Sheep in a Jeep.
And we're starting a new thing. Because you're going to be able to watch us on Facebook Live.
It's on Facebook Live right now.
Because Andy's voices and faces are too good to ignore for I can't just have it on the radio.
Yeah, and I'll show all the pictures to everybody that's watching on Facebook Live. We'll do that right after we do this. Oh, and back to the triple plays. What do we got coming up next? Some Rolling Stones
here
in just a few.
Mike.
It's Andy in the afternoon with my buddy Christian.
Hi.
100.3 The Sound. It's Andy in the afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. It's Triple Play Thursday. Three from the Stones coming in a moment. Tomorrow, I am calling you on the carpet, Christian. We are doing karaoke ELO songs.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I was nervous.
We're going to be representing some listeners, each of us, and whoever does the best is going to reward their correlated listener with some tickets to see ELO.
I'm going to knock your business in the dirt.
That is clearly not going to happen. You can get on right now. Facebook Live. Don't.
You hear that?
Facebook Live. If that's your offering, you're in sad shape. Facebook Live right now. You can join along for the bedtime story. This is for my son, Silas.
Hey, where's Sammy? Sammy, you're missing story time, buddy.
I'm using a $100 million radio station to sing or to tell a story directly to him as he has his jammies on. And if you don't like this portion of the program, I got to say I really don't care.
To them.
This is Nancy Shaw's Sheep in a Jeep. Beep, beep. Sheep in a Jeep on a hill that's steep. Uh-oh, the Jeep won't go. Sheep leap to push the Jeep. Sheep shove, sheep grunt. Sheep don't think to look up front. Jeep goes splash, Jeep goes thud. Jeep goes deep in gooey mud. Sheep tug, sheep shrug. Sheep yelp. Sheep get help. I should get help.
Clearly.
Jeep comes out. Sheep shout. Sheep cheer. Oh, dear. The driver sheep forgets to steer. Jeep in a heap. Sheep weep. Sheep sweep the heap. Jeep for sale. Cheap. There you go. Good night, Silas. Give a hug to Vivian and Mommy. I'll be home in a little bit. I'll probably stop to get some alcohol before I come there, though.
Good thinking. Yeah.
Shots here comes Rita Wild, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
That's ending the afternoon for today, but Triple Play Thursday. 1.3. 3 from the Glimmer Twins and 100.3 The Sound. Southern California's classic rock. Stegsman!
Great show today, buddy.
Same bit.